password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
I did this.
Welcome to Podigis, episode 300, Tamers Pre-Gamers.
Tamers Expectations.
And season 3 podcast announcements.
Recorded September 7th, 2015.
Podigis is your critically nostalgic, analytical tour through the Digimon anime. Let's get it on like Digimon.
Get out of this podcast!
I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm joined by Ashley McDonald.
Let's kick it up! Blah, 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 blah. I actually do know the words.
Asher Softman.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew Softman.
Yo.
We're going to pretend that Ashley didn't try to sing the lyrics of that song, because...
Why are you shaming Ashley? You do this, like, every 4 episodes.
Yeah, but I cut it out of the recording so people don't know. And this week, we're looking ahead to Tamers. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about on this choo-choo train to Tamers is go over our history with the season. I guess I should explain that, like, I wanted to take a step back, and I know a lot of people are kind of, like, hotly anticipating the beginning of our coverage of Tamers, so they might be annoyed that there's, like, this episode that's, like, a pre-episode. So, sorry, but when we transitioned from Adventure to 02, it was kind of very natural. It was like, okay, this is the obvious continuation, but I thought it was natural to just take a step back and reset for this, because, I mean, a lot of viewers dropped off between the two seasons, and I also have a lot of expectations and anticipations about the season. I guess I have a lot of anticipations that it's going to be, that I'm going to like it much more than the other season, and also that it's much more accessible to more adult fans than the other seasons. So I'm kind of like putting a lot of pressure on myself to make this season of the podcast the best. So I'm like, that's my own personal feelings. That's why I want to take a step back and, like, discuss before we start to rewatch stuff. I wanted to, like, capture our impressions beforehand and see how they change as we actually watch it. So the first question I had is, you know, how much of Tamers have we seen? Have we seen all of it? And when have we seen it? Or what have we seen if we haven't seen all of it? So, Ashley?
I only saw all of it when it was aired on Fox Kids.
So it originally aired when we were in sixth grade. So that was 2001, 2002.
Yes. And again, I watched all the movies with Asher, even if he doesn't remember, like 5 years ago.
I vaguely remember parts.
5 years ago was a lifetime ago, actually.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's freaky is that, like, I still think of when I rewatched Digimon before this podcast in terms of the numbers I had when we started the podcast. So the fact it's been about a year and a half since we started, like, all my numbers are off. I'm like, oh, it's been 7 years. And it's like, no, it's been 8.5 years. But yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I should mention that for me, I watched it when it aired on Fox Kids all the way through, and then rewatched it when I was in high school about 8.5 years ago. Ash?
I think it's really hard for me to say. It's been a very long time, and I never watched it all the way through at once. So, like, I feel like I've probably seen most, if not all of it, but not in order.
Hmm.
And not since it was, like, on TV. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, like, when, if you would, like, go and, like, rewatch certain parts, or it was just whatever's on TV you would see?
Yeah. We had a little bit of it recorded, right, Andrew? But I never, like, sat down and actually watched those videos, because I remember not liking it that much, so I wasn't excited to watch them.
Well, also, we moved during this time, so, like, it was, like, somewhere in, during the Deva arc that we, like, moved houses, and we didn't know what channel Fox Kids was, so we just didn't bother. And because I mean, not only did we move, but we switched from cable to satellite, so the channels were all different. But I actually watched most of Tamers when it started airing in syndication on ABC Family.
Mm.
So that's where I saw the rest of the series from. But like 1 or 2 years ago, I started to watch the Japanese version when it was on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And then it was also on other channel, like other platforms. Like, I think Crunchyroll had it at one point. Funimation had it at one point for some
it's
reason.
It's gone around so much.
I don't know. Licensing is weird for Digimon, but...
Yeah, the only one that still has any Japanese subtitles is Funimation of 02, but yeah.
But, I managed to watch, like, like, I sat down and tried to watch as much of the Japanese version, and then I just stopped somewhere in the middle of the arc when they go to the digital world. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized that, oh, I still need to watch it, it was gone.
That does not surprise me. It's sad there's no way for us to buy Japanese version, especially with subtitles. I mean, because we could import the Japanese box sets, but with wouldn't have subtitles and stuff. And they're occasionally on streaming platforms, but they don't last very long in the scheme of things. Yeah. So kind of wrapped up in that. I didn't actually write this down in the notes, but a topic I wanted to cover was like what our history was like with it. It kind of came up before in your topic, in your talks, like whether you liked it at the time, whether you didn't like it. So I guess it sounds like from Ash and Andrew, you guys didn't really like it that much. Like you were like, oh, we can't find the channel.
Well, yeah.
Well, but, I mean, if you're like, if you really loved it, you would be like, we'll find the channel, wouldn't you?
Actually, I think we just didn't think we had it.
Hmm.
Also, the channel was, like, some bizarre, like, in the thousands for some reason.
Was it?
Yeah. It was weird. I don't know why it was in the thousands instead of, like, channel 35 or something.
So I don't miss TV.
Yeah, I mean, this is also a weird time for Digimon because this was the last season that aired on Fox Kids before.
It was the last time anything aired on Fox Kids.
Yeah, which I didn't remember. The only thing I cared about on Fox Kids was Digimon, so for me it was just like, oh, Digimon moved to ABC Family or whatever, but so I didn't even remember that Fox Kids, you know, died. But
yeah, but this last year for Fox Kids was very interesting. Because, I mean, we had Moncoli Knights, of all things, and I think at that point, when I started watching Tamers, I think I liked Moncoli Knights better at the time, because it was more cheerful.
Yeah, I definitely did.
I don't even know what this is.
Moncoli Knights. It was not, like, it was not a good show, but I liked it better at the time.
It's a franchise, kind of like riding on the Pokemon craze, all the monster collecting and stuff, hence why it's called Monster Collection.
Huh.
And this was just the show based on that.
It was cute.
But yeah, they like premiered around the same time, and I didn't get to finish either show when it was originally airing.
Oh.
I guess that's weird that I didn't really watch that at all. I think when Adventure and Zero Two aired, when I would have been in fourth and fifth grade respectively, I was much more like absorbing of like, oh, there's a new show. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I guess by like sixth grade, I was like, I'm just in this for Digimon. Like, give me my Digimon. I'm out.
This does not look appropriate for children.
Yeah, there were some. I remember being a little weirded out by it.
Hmm. But anyway, my experience with Tamers is that, so I watched it once when it aired, and then again 7 years later, which was 8 years ago. Those numbers don't add up because it was, I'm thinking of the Adventure numbers. It would have been 5 years later, which was 8.5 years ago. And I remember liking it as a kid when I first watched it.
You liked it less the second time?
No. What I'm trying to say is that when I rewatched it, I don't remember particularly standing out. I remember liking it. My main impressions, I have like very few lasting impressions from that rewatch, which is a shame because like I rewatched all of it. Like I was like, I mean, I had lots of happy memories of going back and rewatching in general, you know, like because I started with Savers because I was like, oh, it's this new Digimon. It's like more adults. Like it's not so childish. And then as I went back and watched the old stuff, I'm like, no, like it's okay to, you know, keep watching childish things. Anyway, like I have a lot of positive memories of that experience. But in terms of the main takeaways I remember was that I didn't like Zero Two as much as I expected to. I expected to love it and was like, oh. But I don't remember Tamers particularly like standing out at all. And then in the past like 3 years, I guess it was, when I like first found Hope Chapman's video reviews of Digimon series. And I don't think she ever actually finished Tamers. I think she like, their videos are kind of split up kind of confusingly, but I think she got through like part one of part two of character analysis or something. I can't remember the division exactly, but like got part way through her Digimon Tamers videos. And I think What the EGAD, who also did Zero Two Perspective, also started doing Tamers stuff, didn't finish them. And kind of, not sure about that one. It's hard to find these because like in the past month or so, Blip TV has died. And so now like whatever was officially hosted is now no longer there. So like the only thing that exists is people who have mirrored the videos. But anyway, I feel like it was seeing those videos, seeing kind of the more anime critic reception of Digimon, they like very positively, the looks on Tamers very positively and thinks it stands out from the rest of them a ton. I think I picked up that impression and have been like expecting it to be really amazing and only recently ever realized that, like, I haven't actually rewatched it recently, so, like, I wouldn't, I feel like, so I found a comment I posted on Reddit 2 years ago being like, Tamers is the best season. It is, like, the most mature and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I actually haven't watched it recently. I don't actually feel qualified to say this. I've just, like, listened to people critique it, which is kind of weird. So I'm kind of excited to actually rewatch it and, you know, not just be kind of passively regurgitating other opinions I've read and heard. But no, I mean, both times we watched it, I don't remember it particularly standing out. I remember really liking a bunch of the characters, but not in a way that was like, this is my favorite season. But I also don't know if I had a favorite season.
But isn't it your favorite season now?
I think it is, which is weird since I haven't rewatched it recently.
You're very confusing.
I am confusing. I mean, there are things like when I've... So I guess by the time this episode airs, there will be new podcast artwork in your feed when you're listening to this, so you'll have seen it. But so we went with Calamon for the logo, and... I mean, there was some question because it's like it breaks our pattern of using a baby form. And I didn't really like any of the baby forms of like a Gilmon's baby form. None of them were actually shown in the show.
Well, they were only shown for like 5 seconds.
Really. Well, the in-training forms, right? The babies, are they ever shown? I don't think they ever are.
They are. The babies.
Or the fresh or whatever they're called. Baby one or fresh. I don't think because like on Digimon Wiki, they don't actually have anime portraits. They have like drawing, like sketches.
Well, the thing is, they might have. They might have appeared briefly in that ending scene.
Yeah, it's the one place where I'm like, they might have appeared there, but I think those are in-training forms, or maybe
not. I know the in-training forms appeared there, I'm just trying to remember.
I guess they like go through the different couple different forms in like a quick succession. But anyway, like thinking about which, if we went to rookies, then like, I'm like, who did I hurt rookie? I mean, there's Gilmon, but there's also Imon. There's also Terrymon. There's also, like, I feel like all the, there are so many things that, like, actually I kind of like all these people a lot, or Digimon or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I am interested to see how it is when I go back to it. And Ashley, what was your impression when you watched it initially?
It was definitely the best of, since I've only seen the first four seasons, I was like, Tamers was the best.
Wait, so you definitely thought that at the time?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, sorry, I'm like, I guess I am weird that, like, 11-year-old me was not discerning enough to, I don't know. I just think I have, maybe it's a terrible memory.
I think I was attracted to both its darker tones, which is what attracted me to, like, Escafone at the time as well.
Hmm.
But also that there's still a fair amount of silliness. Like, Guillemot is immensely silly.
Well, he's a baby mentally.
That's the point. He's great. I love it. And so I think it was a good bridge.
Hmm. Good bridge. I think Tamers also helped me bridge into anime in that the two series that really got me into anime were like my first non-explicitly like children's marketed anime experience were Fooly Cooly and Serial Experiments Lane. And Serial Experiments Lane was written by the same head writer as Digimon. But I think there's a lot of like common, like weird bits of common imagery, which are kind of hard to explain, but like, so there's some memories I have. I'm like, I don't remember if that was from Tamers or from Lane, which if you've seen either of them, doesn't, there are some similarities, but, like, they also are extremely different tonally.
Isn't it the same director?
No, not the same director at all.
Don't they have someone similar on the staff?
I mean, the writer. Yeah, the head writer.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I think it's just that. Let me double check. Because, I mean, if they had the same director, that would make sense in terms of what I just said. Although they don't... I don't think they're actually that similar. So the series director of Lane was Ryutaro Nakamura. Tamers was Yukio Kaizawa. Nope. Yeah, I guess it helped bridge the gap for me, too.
That said, I don't really remember any specifics of what happened.
Yeah, that's another weird thing for me is that, like, for Adventure and Zero Two, I had rewatched Adventure a couple years ago in Japanese, and I didn't understand what was going on, but I at least, like, remembered the plot because I, like, you know, saw things happening. And Zero Two, I watched enough retrospective analysis, criticism videos, whatever, that, like, very in detail went through the plot. And I feel like I had very, when we went into them for the podcast, I had a very fresh memory of what happens, and I could be like, okay, here's what the arc should be. But for Tamers, I'm like, I actually, like, really don't remember how it's laid out. And maybe some listeners saw that I'm with the Will a couple months back. I think one of our listeners, I can't remember who it was, asked what our plan was for how we're going to split up episodes. And I kind of shared some of my thoughts with them. And I guess going back and like reading episode descriptions, I kind of remembered how things are loosely laid out. But yeah. So now I want to talk about our favorite characters that stood out from our memory of the season. basically set a marker in the stone now and be like, what were favorite characters before? And then see if they change afterwards, too. Mine definitely have to go to Inmon. Inmon's the best. I mean, what I recall of his character arc is really interesting, that he is a evil Digimon with a very... He's not an evil Digimon, but he becomes an evil Digimon in a very realistic and believable manner.
Actually, he doesn't feel evil even then.
Right, but
he just wants power. It's not necessarily evil.
No, I know, but he definitely becomes... Wait, so, okay, so all of us have seen... I was kind of thinking of going through this, like, whether we would have to... Whether we should keep... certain things spoiler free, because I don't know, I guess I accepted that in Adventure Zero 2 that everyone had seen them all the way through and we weren't really going to be caring that much about spoilers, but
it's been 14 years. Well, I don't think
it's been 14 years, but it's like, you know, whether we want to have listeners who are trying cameras for the first time, and I think that is possibly a valuable thing. So I think if we have explicit things that we mention, we'll do the normal thing where we say there's gonna be a spoiler and you skip ahead like 30 seconds. And we'll also in the show notes link to like whenever there's a spoiler, like a big, big spoiler.
His name is Impmon.
Right. So, the fact that Impmon has a dark trajectory is not a spoiler, but like the exact details of that, I don't want to go into depth without warning people about.
To be honest, he only does something evil once.
Oh, okay, but no more details.
yeah.
But, I mean, that's the theme of Tamers. I remember really liking that they're really, I don't know, that there's a lot of characters who are flawed and not explicitly evil.
I actually think it's just more grounded in general.
Yeah.
Like even though it's not, like, completely realistic as in, like, our world, it's still grounded in its own reality.
Yeah.
Especially compared to every other season. Mm-hmm. Basically everything that's not Tamers.
What you're saying is everything sucks except for Tamers, which is the best thing ever.
What? No, I'm just saying it's Tamers is probably one of the most grounded kids anime ever.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I guess I think what I'm expecting is that Tamers, one of the Tamers' biggest strengths will be writing. And I think I've seen some criticism and analysis or criticism that like kind of assumes like writing equals the total quality, that like if it has good writing, it is good. If it has amazing writing, it's amazing. If it has bad writing, it's terrible. And so I guess I want to think of it as like that's one axis. And it definitely has that as a strength. The other seasons don't really, especially things like Zero 2. But that it's not the only access to look at things. So, yeah.
Yeah. Zero 2 is just bright and colorful and things happen.
But, I mean, Zero 2 is fun in a way that I'm not sure Tamers is going to be.
Well, it's not fun if you have expectations like that.
Well, I just mean, like, Tamers
and
definitely
that's probably
has fun
what
elements.
Happened with... But that's the thing. People probably were turned off by Tamers because of those elements that were completely absent after season 2.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was not, when I first watched it, the kind of person who was like, oh my god, they got rid of my characters. Ugh, I was reading, like, I think on the Wikipedia page for Tamers, it says, like, it cites, like, the critical reception to Tamers as being, like, people were negative about it because this, like, one review it cited that said, like, it's a sudden jarring change of characters from the last season. And I'm like, what? There were 100 characters, and, like, they had an epilogue and, like, show where their lives were 25 years later, and this is a jarring shift? Like, ugh.
I think the more jarring shift was just the tone in general.
Sure, sure. But like...
Because of things I've already said. It's just more grounded compared to kids' shows in kids' anime in general.
Yeah, I mean, but I think one of the Digimon's strengths is that like it has shifts like that. And I don't think it... I guess I accept that like those shifts are going to be jarring upon first impression. And I guess we're not really going to get that experience now because we've taken several months off between seasons. And we're kind of coming into it with some time off. But like, I don't know how it would be if we... But I guess that's how it was for viewers too, because there was a summer off between seasons.
No, but if you just took away all the Digimon elements, you could easily have a really, really good drama about kids, and there wouldn't be much difference.
So you're proposing is like Garfield minus Garfield, but for Digimon?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Digimon minus Digimon. All right.
Yeah. Wait, has anyone actually talked about favorite characters aside from me?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Because you kept talking.
Okay, well, Ash, who are your favorite characters?
Well, Terrymon, obviously. No, I remember I liked Rika a lot, or Ruki, or whatever her name is. And I think I liked Ryo because of spoilers, because he ended up with Ruki. I think that was the only reason I liked him. And maybe his sweater. I think I liked his sweater.
Wait, so to what extent does he end up with her? Like, just...
I don't know. I don't remember.
A lot of flirting.
Okay, flirting.
There was a lot of flirting. Like, something was going on there. And then I think I liked Henry, too. But, like, I was sort of, like, on the fence with him. Like, I wanted to like him, but then I wasn't sure if I actually liked him or not. I think I will like him now.
Yeah, I think Henry ticks a lot of boxes for you in terms of, like, the way you, like, approached Cody last season.
He's also a brother, and I have... I enjoy characters with brother arcs. Like, I remember the fact that he had a sister was a big deal for him. So I think
he has he has multiple siblings.
Okay, but I don't
does he?
Remember them. I only remember Susie.
Yeah, if he does, then I'm like, wait, that's kind of bad that I don't, that, like, we don't remember any of the other ones.
I remember his dad, too, but that's it.
It was actually a pretty large family.
Okay, I actually get Henry's dad thoroughly confused with Lane's mom from Serial Experiments Lane, but that's just me.
Okay.
Jeff, I can say that neither Andrew nor I have seen Lane, so... You haven't, right, Andrew?
Seen what?
Serial Experiments Lane.
Oh, that Lane. No.
It's weird.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so, like, you can make these references and we won't get them.
And you tried to make me watch it all at once, which is just never going to happen, so...
I really can't remember any relevant details of Lane's dad, except for the fact that he makes her a computer, which I think Henry's dad also does. So they're the same character.
I see.
Yeah, so Henry has an older brother and an older sister, apparently. I don't know if they actually show up on screen, because these images on the Digimon Wiki are not colored, just outlines. They could, and they just don't have the good assets for them, but we'll see. Ashley, who are your favorite characters?
Diamond.
So it's at least different. I don't know if it's weird or interesting or what, that we've all had very immediate and clear first answers, at least.
I mean, I definitely liked Ipman, Renamon, Rika, Takato. I don't remember Henry leaving that big of an impression on me.
So you liked Takato? I mean, I'm curious what kind of, like, how much of an impression he left.
I mean, I don't actually remember much about him either. He seemed like a nice boy. Diomon liked him.
I mean, I'm excited to see him as the only Digimon protagonist who is a Digimon fan. That is not, like, a hot-headed, really brave and courageous off-the-bat kind of person who's just, like, go-getter. He's, like, he's just a nerd. And I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
But I don't think I appreciate that as a kid at all.
True. Possibly.
Andrew, I kind of suspect that you don't have a very clear one answer for favorite character.
What? From what I remember, the characters I liked were Rika and Renamon. And then this is actually going to come out from left field, but I liked the Hypnos girls.
Mm.
Especially the one with long hair.
I really don't remember much about them. Except they're like, they swivel around in like chairs.
One of them has Yoli's voice. That's about what I remember about them.
Actually, I like her better than the other one.
Ah.
Hmm. That did come out of left field. I was expecting you would say, like, the Monkey Deva or something. I remember liking Monkey Deva a decent amount.
I didn't like
he's, like, sufficiently creepy, but, like, yeah, I don't know.
I think I also liked, what's her name? Jerry.
I think Japanese is Jerry.
Yes.
It is Jerry in Japanese. But then I realized she's kind of annoying.
Well, that's the weird thing about it, is like, my only impression of her as a kid was that she was annoying, and that, like, we were supposed to find her super annoying, that Takato was supposed to find her super annoying, and I don't know how I mean, without spoiling things too much, I mean, the arc, there's definitely a lot to sympathize with her on, and that she is one of the darker elements of the show.
Nah, I think it was more like, she looked interesting, and then she took out a puppet.
Yeah, the puppet thing.
Yeah, Jerry was actually, like, one of the reasons I did not like season 3, so, but I think I can be more sympathetic to her now that I'm older.
Yeah, I think I'll be more sympathetic to her from the beginning, but I think the show is definitely aiming for that. I feel like they're definitely trying to make you dislike her at first.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Honestly, I just find the tone of her voice very weird in the dub.
Yeah, I remember being pretty weird.
Like, it's kind of scratchy or something. I don't know how to describe it. It's just odd.
We will analyze her voice in depth next episode, I'm sure.
Does she appear early? So.
Yeah, and she's like a classmate.
She's in the first episode.
Yeah.
She's not, like, cool for a while.
No, she is not.
No, because Ashley, girls can't be cool. What are you talking about?
I know.
I don't know. Rika's very cool.
Yeah, she's the coolest character in this show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rika, like, appears in the first episode as, like, he has a dream about her being all intimidating and stuff.
That was just a weird dream.
Yeah.
Normally when I'm floating, I am not in one place while floating.
Is that a metaphor?
No.
No, I think that's Andrew actually talking about his dreams, like, you care.
Yeah, I think a general theme is that we all feel strongly about...
We all picked
about...
a different character. So intriguing.
But we all feel strongly, but there's also, like, I'm simultaneously torn between whether this is a very easy decision or a very hard decision. Because, like, I'm like, no, definitely mom, but also, like, but all the other ones are amazing, too. So, yeah.
I think you can concede that they're all amazing, but still have an affinity, like, a very strong affinity for one in particular.
Yeah.
Tamers is a very large cast.
But it's simultaneously a smaller cast, a smaller focused cast, and a larger cast.
There's a lot of human characters this season.
I think it's also the time we get, like, the most characterization of Digimon, at least the main ones.
No, but there's a lot of humans in this season, and a lot of them appear later on.
Yeah, I guess in the other seasons, it's like there are a core set of X number Digimon, or X number Digidestined.
And then there are their parents.
And the others are, like, extremely peripheral. But here it's like new characters kind of become relevant and, like, get woven in over time and stuff. So definitely different dynamic in that respect. So the last thing about our Tamers history. Do you guys have any moments that you still resonate with you that you remember now? And I think this whole section is going to be, if you, like, don't want to be spoiled about specific moments, then, like, skip ahead to the next section. But yeah, Ashley?
No.
You don't have any moments?
No.
Okay. No moments for Ashley. Asher, did you, or do you?
I do not remember. Hmm. I think, like, maybe when Rika bio-merged. It's the only thing I think of.
For me, it was the first day of a fight.
With the tiger one?
Yeah.
Hmm. Where, like, Takata's getting hurt and stuff?
No, it was just a more exciting episode. Because it really felt like Digimon at that point. Because a lot of the stuff before that was Tamer's own thing. It was just...
Mm-hmm. It fit more into the formula at that point.
It fit more into the franchise at that point.
Hmm. So I have a couple, I think. There's the...
Of course you do.
Well, you guys are like, I don't know. Anyway, so I think the number one thing is the moment, like the one scene, shot, whatever, of Beelzemon trying to free Jerry from the D-Reaper and using Leomon's attack and it almost breaking through and almost connecting with her and... just like the perfect crown on that character arc of Beelzemon. It's so good. It's such a great... I really like how the series incorporates actual permanent death for the first time in Digimon. I think one of the few times.
It's the only time.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. But yeah, okay, it's the only time. And it also incorporates mechanics of that, like, in an interesting way. That's like, there is a benefit to killing other Digimon. You get their power. You increase your strength and you get some of their powers. And at first it seems like that, like, getting some of their powers is, like, kind of a throwaway thing. And then it comes back, like, this initial setup of the world comes back in this extremely important and relevant and emotional way. Okay, anyway, and I guess, like, second to that moment is the Beelzemon fight with Gallamon slash, what is it before? Castromon? Is that right?
What Digimon?
The first, before Gallamon goes into, not Castromon, I don't even know what that is. Gigadramon? No. Oh, the Mega, no. What, I can't remember this. The Dark Digivolution that Gallamon goes through.
Oh, that one? Oh, what is it called again?
Megidramon, I think.
Megidramon?
Yeah, Megidramon. I mean, I don't remember Megidramon being as impactful as Skullgreymon, but the whole, like, multi-episode fight with Beelzemon, I remember being a huge event, and yeah, and I guess it also has to do with Beelzemon and Itmon, so of course I'm gonna love it.
This isn't a favorite episode per se, but just... Icemon.
Icemon?
Icemon Kameth.
Oh.
The Ice Devimon.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I know there's Ice Devimon, I don't remember Icemon.
Just that whole episode.
Did they really call the episode the Icemon Kameth?
Yeah. It's just that whole episode is so disturbing, and it's just like, but it really is an important character arc for Rika.
Hmm. Okay, and so now we have ridden the Tamers choo-choo hype train. It is parked in its station. We are ready to go to the first station terminal. I don't know. Choo-choo train metaphor. But we, at least I, am also excited to announce a bunch of changes for the podcast, things that we've, in the time we've had between seasons, thought of a bunch of things we wanted to do and are excited to improve or change, and we hope it makes a better show. And yeah, so we're going to describe some of these changes now. We also, if you have any comments about any of these changes, we'd love to hear in our comment section. So first of them is that I wanted to do this for a while, but finally I want to have an email newsletter for the show. So if you don't, so the couple, there are lots of ways you can subscribe. You can, if you like check Reddit every day, we post when episodes go up there. We, if you can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, and subscribe in a podcast app. But some people just don't use any of those ways. They don't want to follow us on social media or check Reddit every day and want to know if there's a new update. And so I think an email newsletter is a good way to get those updates. If you don't, you know, use any other way of subscribing. So going to be having those starting with season 3. And we're not going to, you know, like spam you or anything. It's going to be like, here's an episode. Go listen. And we're going to be putting the podcast on SoundCloud, which will make it easier to listen if you follow us on Facebook. Not Facebook. If you follow us on Twitter or Tumblr. SoundCloud recently removed their embeddable player from Facebook. But on Twitter and Tumblr, it'll make it easier to listen now. You don't have to go to the website to listen separately. And the first major thing we're going to change is that we are going to have a forum. And it's going to be using Discourse, if you haven't know what that is. But if you don't, then don't worry. It is actually pretty different than most forums. If you're like used to forums, they all kind of look very similar. Or act, even if they have different themes, they act very similar. And this acts pretty different to those. So it's exciting. I think it's exciting. But some things, just a general thoughts of this forum. It's not going to be a general purpose Digimon forum. You know, if you want a general purpose Digimon forum, check out With the Will. It's a cool community of people who are really into Digimon. And we're not looking to replace that or anything. We're not looking to compete with that, really. What we're looking to do is to have a section, or to have a place to talk about the podcast with other podcast fans, and maybe some other things with other people who listen to podcasts. Kind of like just a better place to have discussions with other fans, a podcast, instead of in the one thread of comments in our episode pages. So, I mean, the forum will obviously evolve over time. Like, we can't really announce that exactly now it's going to be used. But you should go sign up. And I'm pretty sure, I haven't set it up yet, but by the time this episode goes live, it'll be set up. And I'm pretty sure that with Discourse, there'll be a lot of easy ways to sign in. You can sign in with like social accounts or make a new account. And it should be pretty easy, like lots of different ways to make an account. But yeah, so a couple things that I have in mind, at least in the beginning, that we're going to have that are reasons for you to check out. I want to have a prediction thread each episode. So before we release our a main podcast episode, we have a prediction thread where people can guess on things that we will do or say, impressions we will have during the episode. And then when we do feedback, we'll see if anyone got things correctly predicted, what we would, how we react. And there'll be a new thread of those for each episode. And we want to have, or I want to have a community watch thread. So, you know, for the next episode, we'll be watching episodes 1 through 4. And this will be a place that for listeners who are also watching episodes 1 through 4 in anticipation of the next episode, they can talk of those episodes as they're watching them, which I think would be fun. And, you know, I'll try to read those as they come out, so, or as we are posting them, so maybe it might inform my discussion, at least, in the actual podcast. Yeah, and I also want to continue, we did last season, with asking for listeners to submit their own unanswered questions and ridiculous dialogue draft picks, and those will be on the forum. There'll be a thread for each of those. So, yeah, I think the forum will be fun, and, yeah, it's kind of hard to, like, predict exactly how the forum is going to be used or evolve before making it, but should go sign up. And also, our comment threads will be moved to there. I don't think we're going to move the old episode threads, but going forward, instead of having the discuss comments we have now, it'll be discourse, the forum. If they have confusing names, like they're very similar, so hopefully people don't get confused in the two very similar sounding names, but we'll have basically a forum thread for each episode comments, and that thread will be embedded in the episode page. So that should be fun. We're also going to be splitting out our follow-up segment that Ashley and I do into feedback episodes that are going to be separate. And so we're planning to release episodes every 2 weeks, main episodes, and then in the intervening week, we will release this feedback or follow-up episode. So, you know, so every week there'll be an episode, and in the follow-up feedback episodes, we're going to be covering a bunch of different things. Most of the stuff we did in the last season in follow-up, but kind of giving it its own place to thrive instead of trying to rush and fit it into a normal episode. Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of the same stuff we did. Then one new thing we're going to do is we'll have a way for you to send us voicemail. So we'll actually try to play voicemail clips on those feedback episodes. So that'll be fun. The next thing is the Podigious Fantasy Draft. Not to be confused with the Ridiculous Dialogue Draft. Ridiculous Dialogue Draft has really nothing to do with sports, as Ashley says in every episode. But this Podigious Fantasy Draft does have more to do with sports, kind of. So how the Podigious Fantasy Draft will work is you get to pick a fantasy team of a human character and a Digimon character. And we will be keeping track of points And every time that your chosen team, one of your team members, is chosen as one of our favorite characters in an episode, then you will get a point. And these teams will be unique. So if someone else chooses Rika and Renamon, you can't choose Rika and Renamon. But these teams will be able to chosen anew each week, you know. So it can be like, okay, these episodes are going to feature these characters, and I really think they're going to find this character amazing, so I'm going to choose this team for this episode. And the way it's going to work is we'll have a forum thread where you can choose your team for the coming week, and those will be posted when the feedback episodes go live. So, you know, like, episode 301 will come out. A week later, episode 301 feedback episode will come out. And then at that point, the fantasy draft will open up for episode 302. And, yeah. And we are thinking that at the end of the season, the forum member who gets the most points in this draft pool thing, I don't know, sports terms, I don't know how fantasy drafts work, whoever gets the most points will get to win a prize, but we're not sure what the prize is. We're not sure what people want as prizes, so we're going to actually have a poll attached to this episode in our website, prizes.com/300, and that poll will just be a list of Digimon products, and want you to vote on which ones you think you would want as a prize. So then we can, you know, pick the one that people actually want as a prize. Yeah, and that should be fun. So your team that you pick will only last for that coming week. So you need to, you know, wait for the feedback episode and make sure you go in as quickly as possible to post your pick for the next week. And because of the forum, it'll be clear who has picked what before you. So, you know, you should check to make sure you're not picking the same things already been picked by someone else. But, and there are a limited number of teams because there are only a certain number of characters. So yeah, if you really want the most, I mean, I don't know if there is, like, if there are clear winners in this, you know, like, I thought there might be, but also, like, we have chosen such a diverse set of favorite characters. Maybe there isn't one clear answer, but who knows?
There are no clear answers in life.
No clear answers in life or Tamers. Okay, and the final announcement, which is a big announcement, several subparts, is that we are finally doing a Patreon campaign. And I hit the mic as I said that. But, so we're finally doing a Patreon campaign. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's kind of like an ongoing Kickstarter campaign. Patreon is more like you pledge a certain amount to us each month, and then we can offer you rewards. And also, so there are a couple of rewards you can get based on how much you pledge to us each month. And if we get enough people pledging to us, there is a, like Kickstarter, a tracking of how much money we're getting per month. And at certain levels, then we can do things for everyone. Nothing, the main episodes and almost everything we put out is still going to be free. We're not going to start charging for episodes. But what this lets you do is get some bonus content by giving us a little extra money. And then if enough people give us money, then we can start doing more stuff that we release to everyone. So make the podcast better for everyone else, and you also get cool things while you do it. And also support the show, and that'd be cool. So we have lots of rewards. One of the first rewards is anyone who becomes a patron, which we are calling people who become patrons, Padigimon. So if you become Padigimon, I'm saying mom, aren't I?
When we say we, also, we really mean Jeff.
Jeff. It's mostly Jeff. Jeff thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
So Jeff chose the name Padigimon. but yeah, so if you become Padigimon, then you can join our private exclusive Slack group called Padigimon Party. And a lot of things describe what people are if they're not familiar with these services. But Slack is a private chat group team thing. You can access on a website or their apps for like mobile devices and computers and everything. And it's basically like a group of chat rooms. So instead of having like a chat room with 100 people who are just like impossible to read, it's like you have lots of different chat rooms for different topics. So, you know, we can have like an anime chat room just talking about, you know, like if you want to talk with, I think Ashley and I at least will be in there initially. Not sure if Ashley and Andrew you want to be.
I'll probably stop by every once in a while, depending.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it should be exciting, and I think it'd be a cool place to, like, if you want to talk to us about, like, the current anime season, or, like, books, or, I mean, so about a couple different topics, and, yeah, and it's only for patrons, Padigimon. I'm also introducing a weird tier that everyone else is skeptical of, but I think people will take up arms and be very invested in. There is a tier where you can pay to force us to pronounce GIF a certain way. So there'll be a poll to patrons that will ask you how you want us to pronounce the word GIF, JIF, JIFE, whatever, and we will have to pronounce it that way. So
this is seriously the least important part of that reward tier.
I think it's very important.
Do we even say it that often?
No.
Do we even say it that often?
So we say it at least once per episode because it's in the outro read.
So you say it.
Yeah, it's just me.
Okay.
But, you know, people who, GIF believers are really fervent in their beliefs.
GIF believers, get out. Just leave.
No, Ashley, they need to pay us and then force us to say GIF.
Well, I just won't say it.
No, Ashley, no. You have to.
We don't have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. If you say in the episode, we will have to correct it. also things that we will give to patrons are, Andrew and Asher, I think you guys mostly take notes not on computers. Is that right?
It depends.
Depends.
So yeah, I mean, Ashley and I always do on a computer. So what we're going to do is, at various points, like when we record the episode and then a couple days after we record the episode, we're going to give to backers our notes. So like at one level, you get our very scattered episode reactions that are kind of like stream of consciousness and like kind of hard to read and don't really make sense and aren't grammatical and everything, but maybe are funny. And then at a higher tier, you'll get my organized notes to get a glimpse into what we're going to talk about. You can also get the episode 2 days early at a certain tier. And you can also get stickers and buttons. So it seemed like people really liked the stickers that we offered throughout season two. And so at one tier, you can get a new sticker every month. And another tier, you can get buttons every month. So I think those would be cool. And then we have also, so those are things that you get. You pledge a certain amount and you get those rewards personally. But also there are goals that are more like community events. I don't know. So if we get a certain amount of money, then we'll start doing Try bonus episodes, which might not feature all of us, but we'll have guests on to talk about their thoughts about Try. So that will both be like leading up to Try and also after maybe Try episodes are out, be able to like rehash, talk to them. But that's kind of in addition to, that's totally in addition to our Tamers and eventual Try episodes, main Try episodes. But yeah, and that's also not going to be gated. That's going to be open to everyone. It's just we need some funding to warrant doing it, adding to overload. We'll also be able to, as another tier above that, be able to get new artwork frequently. So the artwork that we commissioned for season three costs money, and it'd be really cool if we can keep doing that and get other characters like Gilmon, Impmon, etc., Terriermon, all the characters we love. So since we all have different favorite Digimon, I think we actually chose as the avatar the one that none of us picked as a favorite Digimon.
He was so annoying.
He's so cute though.
Yes, but he's Calumon? Obnoxious.
Why would I pick Calumon? Come on now.
I'm just saying, it's funny that we picked the one that none of us actually picked. But I guess that's good because then it's neutral.
Exactly.
He's still cute.
He's adorable, only, but he's annoying.
He's adorable, but he excels when he's with Impmon.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be really cool if we could commission new artwork with other characters, because other characters are really cool, and we want to put the headphones on them, because that's really cool. So give us money so we can pay people to make that. We'll also, at another tier, do movie bonus episodes. So a lot of people have been requesting that we do Summer Wars and other movies that are related to Digimon, like movies by Mamoru Hosoda. And I'm sure we could find other things that are tangential related to Digimon that we could give the Potages treatment to, which I think would be fun. And at another higher level, we will do series bonus episodes. So those will be in a similar vein, series that are related to Digimon, like Serial Experiments Lane or Suritama. That's a much higher tier because that's potentially a lot of commitment. And we're only going to do short seasons, short series. So things that are like 13 episodes or shorter, but that's still like a lot to watch and add to our workload of regular Tamers and Try episodes. So it's a higher tier. And one of the most boring tiers is that we will get better equipment, which, yeah, I mean, to you, all it means is that the sound quality get better, but to us, it means I don't have to sweat in the closet and then, like, walk out of here, like, and just collapse. Anyway, that'd be cool. But, yeah, I mean, so I think the Patreon campaign is exciting. You should contribute to it, because then you'll be cool. And we named our tiers after the Digimon Digivolution levels. So you start off as a fresh Digimon for $1 a month. You can also be an in-train Digimon for $3 a month, a rookie Digimon for $5 a month, a champion Digimon for $10 a month, or an ultimate Digimon for $25 a month. And there are also rewards that we didn't mention here, so you should go check out Patreon at patreon.com/pedigis, I assume. I'm not sure that will actually work. I think it'll work. And just see the full list of rewards and goals. And yeah, but just in case it was not clear, we are not going to start charging for the podcast. You do not need to start paying to listen to Pettages.
Unless you want to.
Let us know what you thought about this episode in our comments at pettages.com/300. We also have detailed notes on the site about all the characters, images, and references we make, so check those out if you're curious about anything. You can also go to our forum at forum.pedages.com and, I don't know, participate in cool discussions with other cool listeners, and also participate in the thread I mentioned before. And check it out, because it's a cool new thing, and it's shiny and looks cool. And we haven't set it up, but it will look cool, and yes. And you should also check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/pedages and help support the show, get cool rewards, help us do cool things. And maybe someday I'll make a tier where I will stop saying cool so often. Follow Pettages on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with news and get lots of extra images, GIFs, and other fun stuff related to the show. If you don't like how I pronounce the word GIF, that's a Patreon word you can get to vote on how we pronounce it. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffOnlyJeff, Ashley on Twitter at AshMcD00, Asher on Tumblr as AsherDashery, and Andrew on Tumblr as PhantomCellistF. You can also find links to all of our social media accounts at Pettages.com. Our Calumon artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle, who creates the very cool Let's Speak English and KiwiBits webcomics, which you should totally check out. If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes to prove to the world that Digimon is cool. Share the podcast with your friends who like Digimon, and shun your friends who don't until they do. Next time on Podigious, we'll be watching episodes 1 through 4, where Takato goes from Weeaboo to Digi-Weeaboo. Bye.
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 And remember, never stop Digivolving.
Has this podcast become?
Ashley, do you remember when you brought up Black Rogue Gaiman's butt as an in-depth topic?
I have no regrets. Is that what's in the show in the English
no,
broadcast?
No, there's no. I mean, the opening song is Digimon Digital Monsters.
It's like
there
the
are
always...
no songs in the show. There's never any music.
The only time that there really was another song was the dub for Runaway Locomon.
Oh, there's a dub of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Did they do it like in the same bunch that they started doing the like Revenge of the Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh,
they dubbed all four movies.
Did not know that.
So Rika has her own version of the song. You remember how she sings that song? Well, there's a dub version, sort of. Completely different melody, but it's there.
I do not remember this. I guess I haven't seen the dub, so. We can find
the path that leads. Who's playing that?
I am. And on the way you maybe
stop it. It's not particularly...
killing me, please stop it.
It's not that memorable of a song.
But I think so Biggest Dreamer would work now as an opening song with the karaoke version.
Yeah.
What about Card Slash?
So I actually, since I haven't, what was it actually?
Just record that.
We could all different parts. Because yeah. I haven't watched Tamers in Japanese, but I've heard that song a lot. I didn't know that was like the when they slash the cards.
It's literally called Card Slash.
Okay, I've only seen it's called Slash, and I didn't make the connection, which I guess is my fault.
No, but they say...
They say Card Slash?
Yeah.
Card Slash.
I missed that somehow. Yeah, I own this song, and... I don't have a karaoke version, though. Apparently, I don't have that many karaoke versions. I only have Butterfly, Target. Oh, I have Biggest Dreamer and Fire.
Well, maybe Dad forgot about you.
You put it so kindly.
I'm sure he'll be getting a text soon.
Asher, aren't you supposed to be nice now that you're like a rabbi in training?
No.
No. Was God nice? No.
He was not. Have you read the Torah? No. He was not. Nah. No.
I have read like half of the Bible.
Yeah.
He's a metaphor.
He's a metaphor.
What are we talking about?
God.
What else are we talking about? It's a Digimon podcast. Of course we're talking about God.
What if you don't believe in God?
Then get off this podcast.
Maybe maybe you shouldn't have a brother who's a rabbi.
The only God I believe in is God Dramon.
Bless you.
Ashley, I may have sneezed into one of your shirts.
Thanks!
There's nowhere else I could sneeze!
You sneeze into your own shirt!
That's where the microphone is!
Oh my God.
Okay, I have everything ready. Is everything, everyone else ready?
We've been recording for a while.
I'm so ready.
I've been ready since the dawn of time.
Really?
Oh no, I didn't come up with the new response. That's good on.
Like Digimon?
No.
Can that be like our slogan now?
No.
Let's get it on like Digimon?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's gonna start putting in places. Welcome to Patagist. Let's get it on like Digimon.
No.
Bye.
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 I don't know what's happening. Bye.
What don't you know what's happening? What?
Face.
Well, say bye like without the thing in the beginning.
Goodbye.
Oh, no, don't add the good. Ashley.
Farewell.
Farewell. Au wiedersehen. What's the song? Farewell. Goodbye.
So long. Farewell. Arvidas. Something like that. And good night. I don't know.
That's not it. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah.
Gymnastik machen.
Yeah, Ashley actually knows that one.
Gymnastik machen.
Gymnastik machen is indeed.
Wait, Andrew, did you know who Mary Kay was before I posted the artwork?
You mentioned her in the past.
Oh, really? Okay. I only found her a couple months ago.
Actually, I think you tweeted her or something. This was like 2 months ago.
So Ashley, you still have not said bye. So let's try this one more time. Hold hand. Why is my phone ringing?
Nah.
Why is my phone ringing? What's going on? You can hear it?
Yes.
I don't know where my phone is.
It's loud.
Oh, it's loud? I don't even know where it's coming from. My phone's making noise. My computer.
I think it's
noise.
Like right in front of your mic.
Oh, I guess like the laptop. It like was coming out. I don't know. Anyway, bye.
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 Ashley, are you serious?
Goodbye.
Ashley, no.
Why am I not like good in front of it?
Cause everyone like when I line it up, like where do I line that up? Like I like to at least pretend that we're all in sync.
Bye.
That was long.
Bye.
Okay. I'm just gonna synthesize your voice and pretend like not actually use your actual recording.
Just go Stingmon.
Yeah.
Bye. Stingmon.
Stingmon.
And remember, never stop digivolving.
Forgot there was something after it.
Ash, okay. do you have a rabbi name yet?
A rabbi name?
Like, are the you fandom rabbi.
Jeffrey, rabbis have normal names.
No, but I mean like a title, like the fandom rabbi.
That's not a thing.
He's Rabbi Ash.
I'm not rabbi anything. I'm a week into rabbinical school.
Have you gone to across the street?
Not yet, actually.
Why not?
Hey, Ash.
Because we only have like half an hour for lunch.
That's where I told Ashley that I loved her for the first time.
Well, now I don't want to go.
I just want to write my Hunger Games fanfiction now.
Is it Hunger Games Digimon fanfiction?
No. God.
Didn't we look that up to see if that existed? Or did we look up something else?
Did we?
I know we looked up some Digimon crossover, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember if we did.
I'll look it up now. Digimon Hunger Games. Let's go. Oh, no, what is this?
You're hurting my soul. Almost as badly as that Rika song did. Oh, please. You have to post
it. Oh, God, this is awful.
This is a secret.
All right, that's not what I was looking for. Uh-oh, it exists.
No.
What does?
Digimon Hunger Games.
Do the Digimon, are the Digimon in the Hunger Games?
Oh, wait. No, this is a forum thing, not fanfiction. Okay. It was on the fanfiction forums. It was confusing. Oh, stop. It exists.
Of course it does.
Wait, this is Pokemon.
Okay, one thing I really don't like about the word Patagimon is it looks like Pokemon.
Yep.
Then don't use it.
Do you have a better term?
No. Digimon Hunger Games fan fiction. Somebody made a trailer for Digimon Hunger Games, but I wanted fan fiction. Oh, what's this?
Why?
Oh.
So I love you all, and I want to keep talking, but I'm also hopelessly addicted to Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh my god, he's very hopelessly addicted to Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh god, okay, wait. Don't go yet.
I'm waiting for this epicness.
What's going on and why?
No, Ashley, you'll be proud of me. I'm writing a one-shot for a contest.
Cool.
This is how you gain access.
What kind of contest?
The
like a one-shot fanfic or a one-shot fic?
Oh God, there's
fanfic.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh. 5Ds in this.
Yes.
I find it like why is fanfiction framed that way in terms of one-shot? Like, why isn't it just framed as like a short story?
Because sometimes fanfiction is multi-chaptered.
Right, but like a short story, like I don't know, like is it so the default that like fanfiction is always like serialized? That
no, it's just
What if Panem had 19 dishes?
I don't have a good answer for that, Jeff, except that every sort of community has its own lingo, and it just fell out that way.
Huh. I think there's some, like, okay, I'm not actually in the community, so maybe it's totally different, but, like, one-shot sounds cooler to me, because, like,
it does.
A manga, and, like,
yeah.
Also, did you guys see on Twitter my Final Fantasy 14 name?
Yes.
Was that an eye roll I heard, Andrew?
Wait, Asher, did you see it?
No.
Ash doesn't go on Twitter.
So it's Ken Ichijoji, but Ken is spelled with an H at the end, so K-E-N-H, and it's Ich apostrophe Ijo apostrophe Uji.
Please leave.